Hello, everybody, and welcome to the All Sports Best podcast. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm very excited for today's guest. He is the senior star running back for the New Mexico State Aggies, or he was the star running back for the NMSU Aggies. He is Larry Rose III. He is getting ready to go to the NFL, and I'm super excited to have you on today. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Can't complain at all. Just back at home, enjoying a little off time. It's been a long season.
You get to kick your feet up a little bit. You recovering just a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I'm trying to recover as much as I can before I have to start training and whatnot. So I'm just enjoying my time, staying away from football for as long as I can until it's time to get back to the grind.
Understandable, for sure. I'm going to start off with just basically your origins, and then we'll work our way into college and then eventually, you know, what you're preparing for.
Gotcha.
You went to high school in Fairfield, Texas. Could you give me the kind of the background on, you know, Fairfield and Waco and all that?
Well, you know, I started off in Waco. My family is originally from Waco. My grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, everybody's from Waco, both my mom and dad's side. Then when I was about in the seventh grade, I moved to Fairfield. My dad got a job out there, and we moved to Fairfield, and that's where it took off. My football career took off. But it's funny because growing up, football wasn't my favorite sport, you know. So when I first got to Fairfield, I was a basketball player. I love basketball, and what happened was, I slowly started to realize that I'm not 6 foot. First of all,
right.
That was number one, and then. Two, I started to realize as I got older, I think it was my freshman, sophomore year, that I was excelling in football, and my basketball game just was kind of staying exactly where it was, you know. So it came a point to where I was like, well, I got to realize where my future looks brighter at. And so it turned out to be football. And ever since then, you know, I've been in love with football. But it's funny because, like I said, at first I was really in love with basketball.
Wow. So did you play more than that in high school? You played basketball, football. Did you join anything else in the off time?
I was in basketball, football, and I ran track. But I didn't have a love for basketball or track. I just kind of did it because I was good and athletic and didn't want to waste any talent. But my heart was definitely in football.
So, I mean, and it was a small school, so they probably needed you to come out. You probably had coaches begging you.
Yes, sir. It was a small school. So it was one of those things where – you play everything, you know. Yeah, you play. Only thing I didn't play was baseball, which I wish I would have. But they begged me to play that too. But I just told them no. But yeah, it was a small school, so everybody mostly played everything.
Okay. Do you ever go back and see your old maybe teammates, coaches? You know, anybody else that?
Yes, sir. I definitely do. Every time I get a chance, I go back and I see them. I like to sit up and I just talk to my old coaches and talk to my old teachers. I have two teachers that I really enjoy seeing. One is named Miss Gibson and one is named Miss Welch. And
awesome.
So I always make an extra effort to go back and see them. And I have my old teammates that I go back and visit as well. So, yeah, I make an effort to make sure I go back. I'm not one of those people that go off and forget where home is.
Right, exactly. No, that's awesome. Is there a good support system from your home crowd?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. It's huge. I mean, each year it seems like it's getting bigger and bigger. But everybody in Fairfield always tells me how proud they are of me and how much they love watching me, supporting me. And, you know, so it's like you say, it's a small town. So it's not every day that somebody gets out and does successful things, you know. So they're definitely behind me. That's the thing about the small town. If you get out and you do something good, the whole town's behind you, not just the portion of it, you know. So when I talk about support from my hometown, it's the whole town, not just a group of people.
Oh, yeah, and that's huge for sure. You didn't change your colors. I mean, and we talked about it. You didn't change your colors too drastically from maroon and gold to crimson, black, and white. What was the transition like, I mean, from being an Eagle to an Aggie, though?
It was big time. I think because, like you say, you're going from a small high school to now a college, a Division I college at that, you know. So my role was on the field, it was the same, but I think just in public, it was completely different, you know, because in Fairfield, everybody knows exactly who you are. You know, you're held to a standard, but at the same time, everybody knows who you are. And it's just different. You know, when you go to a Division I college, you have to be on your P's and Q's at all times. You have to carry yourself the right way at all times, you know. And I think that's the biggest transition for me, which, no, I've never been a bad kid or anything like that, but it's just that spotlight just got that much bigger and you have no room for error, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Would you consider yourself a diehard Aggie?
Yes, sir, I would. Well, after everything that we've been through in these last 4 years, yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was going to say. You spent your whole college career in Las Cruces, and you actually came in, and, you know, the program was maybe at its, like, close to its worst, and you brought it all the way up to its best in 57 years. Like, what does it feel like to make such an impact on a team that was basically in its rebuilding stage?
It feels good. It feels real good because, like you say, it was like as if the program was losing life or on its last breath, and to revive it and bring so much energy back to not only the university but the community. It was tremendous. It's like I say, that last game was just breathtaking to see all the energy in the stadium and to see the community happy along with the university. So, you know, to come and turn the program around, it's just huge.
What was it about New Mexico State and Las Cruces that drew you in?
It was the coaching staff. It was Coach Martin all the way, and the vision that he had. Because honestly, when I first got the call from New Mexico State, I thought it was late in the recruiting process, like a week or two before signing day. And I told my mom, you know, I said, I don't want to go out there. I don't want to visit. And she told me, no, you know, you have to at least check them out, hear them out. If they care enough to offer you, you have to at least hear them out. You know, so I said, okay, you know, I'll check them out. I came down here and I heard Coach Martin out and I heard the vision, and I saw the vision, and from that point on, I knew, like, this is the place for me. You know what I'm saying? This is where I wanted to be. I wanted to be a part of something special. You know, I didn't want to just come in and have anything given to me or things be easy. You know, I was up for the challenge, and I wanted to be a part of helping change this place around. So that's what really drew me here.
Wow. So you went from not even giving them a second thought to your mom forcing you and you becoming the face of the college.
Yeah. So long story short, listen to your mom.
Right. Exactly. That's a good lesson to learn. When you think Aggie football, now you think Larry Rose III. I mean, that's just how it goes now. How does it feel to have the hard work and dedication pay off?
It feels good. It feels good because, like I said, the biggest thing is this is the reason why I came here. You know, I came here to hopefully see a day like we did last Friday, you know, and that's why I came to this program, is to turn it around and to just bring excitement. Now, I didn't come to be the face of the program. I'm thankful that it worked out that way, you know, but I just came to be a part of something special, and to finally see something special happen at this place and happen in Las Cruces, it's just something special.
What's your favorite exact moment, like maybe like an hour stint of a moment as an Aggie?
Whew. Ah, that's tough because it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them, but I'm gonna have to say that this past game, man, the past fourth quarter was I know the whole game was good as a whole, but the past fourth quarter was the specialist moment for me, just for the fact of the way that everything turned out, and how each game, the last two games really just was a repeat of the last 4 years here at New Mexico for me. You know how the game turned out. It was tied 13-13. Mm-hmm. They went up 20-13 with about 5 minutes left. And it was either you're going to answer or you're going to lose, you know, and that's how it's been for us these past 4 years, is our backs have been against the wall and we know it has to get done. And unfortunately, the first 3 years, we just couldn't get it done.
Right.
But this last year, you know, our backs was against the wall, and we found a way to answer. And I think that was the most special moment. And I knew once we got it in the overtime, as long as we answered with 5 minutes left after they scored, that we were going to do something special. And it's crazy because it kind of worked out the same exact way against South Alabama, you know. So
right.
They went up, scored late in the game, and our backs were against the wall. And it was just like, you know what's in front of you. You got to go make it happen or you're going to go home sad. And so I think that was the most special moment for me, just that fourth quarter and that overtime of the Arizona Bowl. It just kind of summed up my whole career.
Can you walk me through that final play in overtime to win the Arizona Bowl and, you know, bring Las Cruces so much joy?
Okay. So the first play, we ran the same exact play except for the other direction, and Tyler pulled it and kept it. And then so we came back the next play and we called it again except for to the left. And who was it? Brian Trujillo had a great block. I read his block, and when I read his block, it told me it was time to cut it up and go north and south. When I went north and south, I seen Sage, Doc Stater. He made a key block that most people probably didn't even see, but he made a key block, opened it up. Jaleel held his guy on the outside, and then, you know, by that time it was all on me to do the rest, and it was one-on-one with another guy on my right side, and I knew that Sage had made the block, so I knew that the guy that was coming free on my right side, all I had to do is run to the left a little bit to keep him away from me, and that was that. You know, it was crazy because it wasn't really anything that I did that was too special. You know, I know that it looked like me, you know, but it was really the O-line had a tremendous night blocking, and that play right there, they just opened it up, and you know, I just did the rest. I always tell them, if you can get me to the second level, if you can keep those linemen and those linebackers off of me, I'll take care of the rest. And that's what they did. I tell them that ever since day one. So it's kind of funny that that's the way that it ended, because I always tell them, if they can just get me to the second level, I'll get us off the field. So
that's awesome.
That's how that worked.
Wow. So just a full team effort to win that game from the beginning, yes, to the end. I mean, insane.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. It definitely was. From the Jonathan Boone catch on fourth down to the Jaleel barely keeping his toe in to, you know, the whole 9 yards. The defense coming up making a stop on their one. You know, it's just crazy. So it was definitely a team effort.
Can you kind of tell us what the trip was like to Tucson? And I know that you did your Christmas shopping in Tucson with the points they gave you. One of the perks that was given to bowl members. What was that all like?
It was crazy. The trip to Tucson was everything I imagined, and then some. You know, we got down there, they put us up in a nice resort. They had a game room for us with 3 Xbox Ones, 3 PlayStation 4s, a little basketball goal in there. Anything you can think of, the game room had it, and we sat in there and played games all night long. Like I said, the resort was huge. It had like 5 different pools, and it's all you can eat all day long, you know. So that was crazy. Then we had the children's hospital a few of the players got to go visit, which was a great experience.
Really cool.
A real big eye opener. We got to go visit the Air Force base. We had the dinner with the other team, you know, and got to see some bull riding, which was crazy for some guys because that's not from the South. They never seen anything like that. So that was crazy. You know, it was just a real nice environment. You know, Tucson is a very, very lovely place to be. And so it was like a mini vacation. And I can say that now because we went ahead and handled our business and won the game. So it was good because we got to do 2-1. We got that, go on a little vacation, and we got to go play football and come home with a trophy. So that was good. And then, you know, everybody got gifts. You know, that the way it worked out was the bowl gives you 7 points. And then on the way down there, actually while we were driving to Arizona, they gave us a list and pictures of everything that would be that we'd have an opportunity to pick from.
Okay.
And they had a point system. So each player got 7 points, and gifts went from anywhere from 1 point to 7 points. You know, I think the biggest gift in there was a recliner, a huge recliner that's worth, I don't even know how much it's worth, but it was free for us, you know.
Wow.
So it was big time. So what I did, I ended up getting something from my mom and dad. I ended up getting a Yeti cooler, which was worth 4 points. So I spent 4 points on my dad, got him a Yeti cooler. Then I spent 3 points on a Michael Kors watch, got that from my mom. So
it's nice.
So I did a little Christmas shopping through the Arizona Bowl.
For sure. Took care of that list, for sure.
Yeah, so it was big time. It was nice to actually be rewarded for the hard work that we did to get there, you know. So that was just one of the few rewards that we got. Like I said, it was a lot of stuff going on, and Arizona Bowl really took care of us.
The Arizona Bowl was held at the U of A field, and you guys played at ASU earlier in the season. But my question to you is, what is the best field you've ever played on?
I'd have to go with the Swamp, the University of Florida's stadium. I'd have to say the Swamp. That that football field and that stadium as a whole is just tremendous, man. They had that place rocking, and I love playing in front of a lot of people, and I think that's the most people that I've ever played in front of. Actually, that was my sophomore year, so I was still kind of young, and I remember it was so loud that I was I didn't really believe in the home field advantage, but when I tell you that it was so loud that it causes you to mess up plays that you would normally get right, and things like that. So I think that's the best field that I've ever played on.
Funniest moment in college.
Funniest moment. Oh, man. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. I'm going to have to come back to that one.
Okay, that's cool. A little bit of insight that a lot of people don't know is that in the year between your, I want to say you said sophomore and junior year, the summer in between those?
Yeah.
You worked at an Italian restaurant called Pistagio's. What was that experience like? And, you know, that's your only job, right?
Yeah, it was my only job ever. First job and only job. And it was a great experience. It was fun. It showed me that I sure do love football.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so but it was fun. I met a lot of good people, it was crazy because I'd be working, and you know, I would come out, if I would ever, I worked in the back, I was a cook, but if I would ever come up to the front and people recognized who I was, it was like I would always have to be like, oh, you know, I got to get back to work, you know, I can't sit here and talk all day long. But it was fun. It was definitely a good experience for me, but like I said, at the end of the day, I was glad it was only a summer job.
Right, makes sense.
Not a lifetime job.
What does the future hold for Larry Rose III?
The future for Larry Rose III, man, right now, now that my college career is over with, and thankfully, I did a lot in my college career, and I had a really good college career. Now I'm in the position to have a shot at the next level. So the future for me right now is just I'm going to start training. I leave on Sunday to go to Las Vegas, and I'm going to start training at a facility called Phase 1, and I'll be getting ready for the pro day. And then I'll participate in the pro day, and we'll go from there and see how the draft turns out, and hopefully somebody takes a chance on me and picks me up. And then from there, you know, I work to make a name for myself all over again.
Have you been in any talks with any pro teams in specific?
No, sir. None in particular, but, I know it's everybody at the next level knows who I am. But, like I said, I haven't had a chance to talk to any team specifically.
Okay. I've heard a lot about speaking things into existence, and we kind of discussed this before, but if there were three things you could speak into existence right now, what would they be?
Three things. They're all going to have to do with football. I would have to say that Larry Rose will make an NFL team next year.
Awesome.
Larry Rose will be Rookie of the Year.
Sweet.
And Larry Rose will one day be in the Hall of Fame. Those are the three things that I think I'd have to speak into existence.
I cannot wait to play this podcast over when all those three things happen. That's going to be insane.
Yes, sir.
We're going to do this thing called rapid fire. I'm going to shoot some questions off at you. You know these by heart, but I'm going to kind of spring them on you. Hopefully, we can get some cool answers out of you. You ready for it?
Sir. Gotcha.
Okay. So, number one, favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite food?
Seafood would have to be shrimp.
Okay. Any lucky clothing or accessories that you wear in games?
My socks, lucky socks.
Dream car?
Dream car, Ferrari.
Candy, favorite candy?
Favorite candy, Skittles. It's funny, I'm actually eating some right now.
Wow, Marshawn Lynch influence?
Yeah, something like that.
Hidden talent?
Hidden talent, I can play the piano.
That's sweet. Favorite number?
Favorite number 3.
Netflix series?
Netflix series, Greenleaf.
NFL player?
NFL player, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Favorite childhood memory?
Childhood memory, have to be getting bucked off of a pony.
Yikes. Favorite NFL team?
Favorite NFL team, Dallas Cowboys.
Yes or no to Big Baller Brand?
No, I'm going to have to go with no.
Favorite hobby?
Favorite hobby, horseback riding.
Role model?
Role model, I would have to say my dad.
Best Christmas present you've ever received in your life?
Best Christmas present ever received would have to be NCAA 14.
Sweet. Okay. Very good, dude. That's going to conclude rapid fire. Do you have any words of advice for athletes who want to shine at the next level?
Athletes that want to shine at the next level, my advice would be follow your dreams. Don't let nobody tell you what you can and can't do. Work hard and always stay consistent. Whatever you do, stay consistent and just be somebody that the coach can count on, because when the rubber meets the road, those are the kind of guys that they're looking for. So that would be my words of wisdom or advice for younger athletes coming up. It's just follow your dreams, strive to be great, and stay consistent.
Awesome. Any last shout-outs for coaches, family, or friends?
I'd just like to give a shout-out to my mom, my dad, my two grandparents, my grandma, both my grandmas, my sister, and Coach Martin. Yeah, I'll give a big special shout out to him and Coach Christian.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Larry. I really appreciate you being on, and I really wish you the very best of luck in your future. And we'll have to do this again when that Rookie of the Year award hits your hands.
Yes, sir. Thank you.